Greetings and welcome to Shamanic Works. My name is Laurie and I will be your guide for this hour's foray into the field of meaning that lies behind the everyday lives that we live. So the way that we will do that this time, should you choose to join in, is that we will make a journey into the intelligence of this earth via our own body. And we will be asking for a particular message. And I say particular not because I have a particular message for you in mind, but because it will be particular to each one of us. So we'll be asking for a personal message for each of us. And before we begin that particular work, of course, as always, what we will do then is to open the sacred space around us so that we're enclosed in spirit and in a safe place so that we can relax and we can journey within and we can know that we are taken care of while our attention is elsewhere and not right here in this, what the poets would call mundane reality, in this sort of everyday reality. So let's do that first. We'll begin by facing east. And when we are doing that, if you are in a place where you can stand up and actually face the east, then that is brilliant, and please do. And if you are not in that sort of a place, then you may want to just wait and listen to this in archive, or you may want to listen through and just send your attention to the east. Either way, we will begin there. Spirits of the East, you who throw open the gates of the dawn and invite us to greet the day. You who are the nurturers and the midwives of new beginnings, of that which is new and untried and awkward within us, and the nourishers of that which is injured. Teach us to nourish, protect, and midwife that which is new in us, so that each new beginning has an opportunity to grow, expand, and bear fruit. Join us here as we undertake this journey. Be present in this place. And then if you will turn half a turn to the right, that will have you facing south. Spirits of the South, you who hold the fullness of noon and of high summer, the wild and fertilizing energy that we are just coming out of, be present with us here. Bring that energy to us so that we are not completely sort of stopped by the darkening of the season, but that we, so that we bring that warmth with us into this journey. Be present with us in this journey. Join us here. And then if you'll turn another quarter turn to the right, you'll find yourself facing west. Spirits of the West, you who ready our eyes with the softening of twilight for the darkness of that which we do not yet see. You who teach us to be impeccable warriors so that we may dance across the rainbow bridge, because we are traveling light, because we have no need of enemies in this life or any other. Teach us those things. Join us on this journey. Be present here with us now. Then if you'll turn another quarter turn to the right, find yourself facing north. Spirits of the North, ancestors, 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 you who are the ancestors of our DNA lines, you who are the ancestors of our spiritual lineages, gather round us. You have made the epic journey beyond death and returned to stand beside us to teach guide and protect us. We welcome you. We thank you. And we honor you. Join us on this journey. Be present here with us now. And then if you will extend your hands upward if you can, or your send your attention upward. Spirits of above. Papa Soul, our sun, grandmother moon, star nations of whose dust we are born, shine your light upon us as we make this journey. Enlighten us, overarch us, and guard us. Teach us to walk your ways. Join us on this journey. Be present here with us now. And if you can, place your hand on the ground, on the carpet, on the floor, on the earth, in any form that she takes. Earth, my mother. Earth, my mother. Earth, my mother. You cradle us as always. Gently hold. Show us the way. Teach us your ways. Show us how to live in harmony and in balance. Join us. May your road rise up to meet our feet. Be present here with us now. Then if you'll place your hand on your own heart, spirits of within, you who give rise to this physical form, who give rise to each life undertaking this journey, shine forth on this journey. Show each of us the way where we are going and meet us there. Join us. Present with us now. So here we are, wrapped in sacred space, safe and held. And I just want to say a few words to you about how we come into this world, or at least what I think about how we come into this world. So here's my version. Because it seems to me that we each come into this world from a place where we know that we are part of everything that is. And we know why we came here. We actually came with an intention, with a plan in mind of who we were going to be and what we were going to do. And somehow along the way, part of the game, part of the deal for coming here, being in this school, being in this fabulous place, is that we will forget, and then a part of our task is to rediscover, redefine in the light of the life that we have lived, and get about the work of doing and being what we came here to do and be. And that is, of course, different for every single person, so no one else really can tell you, certainly not someone from afar. So I won't be telling you who you came here to be and what you came here to do, but I can give you a helping hand in the sense of we can do some journeying down into this intelligent earth that gave rise to our bodies in response to our intention to be here, I think. Certainly gave rise to our bodies, the place from which every piece of us arises, and great many pieces of us return to as we go through life. I mean, keep in mind that we are constantly in bacterial exchange with the environment in a good way. I mean, that's what keeps us balanced. And we truly are embedded. There is no living without this fabulous life support system that gave rise to us. That's why we call the earth our mother, because she gave rise to us. So So we're going to be making a journey then into that intelligence. And we're going to do that via our own bodies, of course, because that is our contact point for this intelligence. And we're going to be using a state of consciousness that you probably are very aware of. It's the sort of the same state of consciousness as the Earth. So we're going to match frequencies, and we are going to sort of drop into our hearts and listen and perceive with our hearts, with our bodies, bypassing that thinking brain. So if you notice it making commentary on what you are doing and saying, oh, this is just that, or this is just the other, just thank it for sharing and continue with the work that you are doing, because it has a function, that thinking linear reductionist brain that we have, but this isn't it. This is not it. This function belongs to the heart thinking, the dreaming of the earth and our own dreaming, that state of being. You know that state that you're in when you're just drifting off to sleep, kind of betwixt and between waking and sleeping, and things may occur to you in that state that otherwise you might not have thought of. And I have often forgotten them and then known that I've thought of something and can't remember it, because it doesn't come back easily unless you're in that same state. So here we are then, and we're going to do our very best to drop into that state. That's one of the reasons for opening sacred space, because it gives us the ability, the safety, the relaxed sense, that we can actually drop into a relaxed body and allow ourselves then to commune with ourselves and with the earth herself. So I'm going to give you a preview of what the journey looks like, and I will talk you through it as we go. But here it is. We're going to drop way down into our body. So we'll drop into our heart center first, and then we'll just continue to spiral down through our bodies until we're resting in that deep, dark cave of knowing. That is the womb space, whether you are male or female. It's that really fertile place to think and look from. And within that dark cave of knowing, what we're going to do is ask to be taken to the sacred grove. And of course, that's an opening in the midst of closely growing however that looks to you. And we'll expect to be taken there. We'll trust that we'll be taken there. And we'll trust that whatever it looks like, that's what it's supposed to look like. And then when we get there, we're going to ask to receive a message from our true self, from the self who arrived here, bright and shining and full of intention and absolutely clear about what that self came here to do and to be. And the way that spirit speaks to us, and that's who we're talking to. We're talking to that deep, dreaming intelligence of ourselves and of the earth and of all that is. The way that that dreaming speaks is in metaphor. So you may, actually, it's possible that you could find under a rock in the middle of the meadow a piece of parchment, likely, with a message written on it. You know, that has happened to people. More than likely, though, something will happen. You will ask, may I have a message, please, from my true self? And then something will happen. And then it's possible that something else will happen, and maybe a couple of other things. And so what that is the first thing that happens, that is the encapsulated whole answer. And then anything that happens after it is elucidation. It's detail being added so that you have a richer view. You're not just given that simple first picture, but you actually have a richer view, as if you were able to maybe walk around the answer and look at it from several angles. So that's what we're looking for. So trust, absolutely trust. Trust yourself. Trust the dreaming of the earth and of your own body, and just go with it. And I will be talking you through it, and I will be rattling you through it as well, because that percussion helps to put you into that dreaming state, into that altered state of consciousness, that what they call the shamanic state of consciousness in shamanic circles. But you will know it because you will have been in it, because it's a human state of consciousness. It's just a different one than our everyday lives are in. So here we go. I'm going to do rattling, and we will then take off. So here we are. The first thing that we're going to do is we're going to notice our body. We're just going to notice them. We're going to notice how they sit or stand or lie on the floor. We're going to notice our breath coming in, going out, steady, trustworthy, mighty tide of air that brings us life and that brings us information from everything else that shares this fabulous earth with us. So notice your breath, the tide coming in and going out. And then notice the earth as she rises up to meet you, always supporting you. Notice where she supports you in her guides, a chair, or carpet, or floor. And just rest there. Rest against her. Know that she's yours. You are hers. And this is your body, your faithful companion, your steady, steady friend. And then allow your consciousness to drop, your attention, spiral and drift like a leaf downward into the bright, bright spirit portal of your heart. And then down, spiraling and drifting down into the hammock of your pelvic girdle, where your dark cave of knowing is found. And let your attention rest in that dark. There. Lean into the floor and the walls. Let it hold you. Here can be found everything that you need to know. If you are patient and you pay attention with your body, with your heart. So, rounding yourself in that dark cave of knowing, onto your two good feet, you're asking for the sacred grove, you're asking that the sacred grove come and surround us, the sacred grove of its trees, in its greenery, in its strength, in its wisdom. We're asking for that sacred grove to surround us, to hold us. And we're just allowing it to be there with us. Take a look. Notice the textures of the different bark, the colors of the leaves, the shapes, whether they're shining or dull, like that fabulous white powdery fur on the back of them, long and shiny, tiny and fluttery. However they are, just notice them. This is a safe place. And then when you're ready, ask that you be given a message from your true self. Keep looking. Keep listening. Keep noticing. Keep in mind that this is not a comment on your life. This is a message from your true self. And it will have to do with who that true self came here to be. What was the plan? Who were you when you arrived? Who was shining out of that baby's eye? Maybe you've absorbed that energy. That was whatever appeared to you, or sang to you, or spoke to you, whatever you found. Ask that sacred grove to show you what is the best, most perfect first step or next step that you can take along the way of living who your true self came here to be. See what appears to you, what you find, what words you hear, or anything else. And if your life is like mine, yes, it will be pretty easy for you to be bumper card off of whatever it is that you have encountered here in this sacred grove. So also ask, I would recommend, if you choose to, who will help you to make that next perfect step? Is there anyone there who will come to you? Ask and see who steps forward. be an ancestor, could be an animal, could be a plant, could be a mystical beast. But you are in a safe space. So whoever it is, ask them to come to you. And for me, and what I'm doing is asking that being to join me in my life, to help me, to remind me, to keep me focused on the path ahead of me, on that true self. And then when you are sort of settled with the help and with the message, our impatient linear brains will want to insist, and I'm going to invite you just for another minute or two as I rattle. Just sit there with the message, with the next step, with whoever has stepped forward to help you, and just absorb. Just sit and be there and be with it. Let it settle into your bones. Let it settle into your heart. Let it settle into the walls of the deep cave of knowing. Let it be settling as the trees of the sacred grove fade away. And when the rattling comes to a halt, all of us still in that deep cave of knowing. Just allow yourself to be there.
Breathe. And then gently, ever so gently, with your companion and your message with you, let your attention spiral back upwards. Notice the floor, the chair, where they press against you, where you rest upon them. Notice the tide of your breath coming in, going out. No need to rush, no need to slow, just as it is. Notice the brightness of your own heart. And then allow your attention to come back into the room so that you are landed here, back in your body, back in your mind. Here you are. Now take a few deep breaths. Be sure that you're here now, that you're fully back in your body, that you're back in your conscious mind. I would hate to send you out into the world
sort of drifting, particularly if you have to operate machinery. And then take a few minutes while I just sort of rab it on and write down anything you need to write down so that you remember it, or draw a picture, or do whatever it is that you need to do so that you have a note for yourself. You know what the next perfect step is for you, and look at how you might begin to take that. And if the way to begin to take it is to just ask the universe, how do I do this? Or ask your companion who has come back with you, how is it that I do this? What do I do first? Then do that, absolutely. Of course, you should. Now, I'm going to do my best not to sound like a scolding grandmother, but my whole reason for making this process available to you is not so much so that you have a better life. I certainly hope that you will. That I wish you all the best, absolutely. But what I would like, because it isn't about us as individuals at this point in time, we're in a fairly troubled time on this planet. So not only are we in a politically troubled time, but we're also in an environmentally troubled time and a survival of humans troubled time. The Earth is going to be fine. We could leave it and she'll recover. She'll probably even develop bacteria that will eat all the plastics that we have put into the ocean. But that's going to take a while, and it probably is going to require that we be gone. And I would prefer that we not. So one of the things I think that's in order for us to do is to live true to our true self, is to actually remember who we came here to be and do that, not just the odd, magnificent individual whom we all look up to and think, isn't it fabulous? Wouldn't it be nice if I could do that? But we all know I can't. But every single one of us, starting with whoever is within earshot of me. So I'm, you know, having started with me, then I'm inviting you to undertake as a life's work to live true to who you came here to be. Not for yourself, but for the sake of the earth, of which you are a part, who is your ground of being. Without whom, of course, you wouldn't exist. And a part of whose great dance you are, an essential part, every one of us is. The earth has given rise to us. We did not think ourselves up. We didn't, I think, come here from some distant universe, some alternate place, stumble through the veil between the universes accidentally, and find ourselves in bodies. The earth gave rise to us, and we chose to partake of that opportunity somehow. And she had reason for giving rise to us. We're not a mistake on her part. And I don't have the whole plan in my head because I'm not her. So I'm just sort of stumbling along here saying to you, it's not about me, and it's not about you, and it's not even about what we perceive as the quality of happiness in our lives. It is about living true to who we were brought forth to be by whoever it is you believe brings us forth. And I'm currently, as a scientist, of the opinion that the earth brought us forth, not because I don't believe in spirit, I do, but because I just know how interconnected we are. We are so much her. She is so much us, completely, utterly. In fact, I think we may be joint ventures amongst a great many bacteria to just put together multicellular organisms and see what it's like. And I hope they're having fun doing it. I'm certainly enjoying life and loving being alive. So that's my plea to you, and my advice to you is live true. See what it is that you need to do and do it. And then the next step will open up in front of you. It will be obvious, and particularly if you're calling on companions like the one that just came to you, then that will help. That particular, whoever that was, that showed up will help you to find the next step and to find things coming to you. And what you will find about the universe, if you are living like this, is that the next thing that you need to know or to get on with it or the next door you need to have open, that will happen for you. We call it serendipity and we treat it like it is an unusual thing. But what I am telling you is, in my experience, is if I am living true to who I came here to be, given to this earth, in whatever form I take, and right now it's a human one, then things, doors open. Things come my way. Books fall into my hands. People give me ideas that connect up with other ideas. I'm, you know, very much an ideas person. Or the place that I need to live comes available and someone mentions to me that that's available. Or, you know, if I need a place to garden and I don't have one, one comes available. If I need to know about a particular plant and its healing properties, someone will mention it to me. Those sorts of things happen routinely. They are happening in our lives all the time. They will happen more the more that you live true to who you came here to be. Once again, though, it's not about the serendipity. It's about the being given to who you came here to be. It's about the fact that we are not, it's not, the movie's not about us. The movie's about the earth. You know, the whole thing, all of us together. And that's what I'm given to, and the universe will cooperate with you if you are also given to that in your own life. So I'm inviting you to try it. Give it a go and see what happens. And it may seem like one of those hopeless tasks. I know that when and if, you may know perfectly, in which case, that, you know, you can turn off the radio program, but if you are a person who finds it difficult to get your head around who it is you came here to be, then first of all, I would suggest you probably need to get out of your head and into your heart and your body. And then you will know, your body will indicate to you when you are on the right path. It will just feel happy. Things will feel right. You know that, how that is. You've had that happen to you. You also know how it is when it feels wrong. And so you've got a perfect, beautiful sensing organism in your body, a partner who will carry you through and tell you, give you all kinds of information if you are paying attention, if you are attending. And that is your first point of contact, is your point of contact with this universe. And your purpose is in this universe. It's in this physical world. It's not off someplace else. The point is not to escape the body. Point is not to escape this world. There is that line of thinking that says if you're a really spiritual person, you will escape this world and you will leave behind your body, you know, and not be concerned with it. And I would advise you not to do that. That's called dying. And unless you really do want to die and leave this planet, which I think is a magnificent place to be, even with all the plastic in the oceans, I think it's just amazing, then you know, you want to be in your body. You want to be here on the planet. And you can let that body tell you exactly when you are on the right track and when you are not. Because it knows completely, absolutely knows. And it will tell you. It will tell you by the feelings in your tummy. It will tell you by the contentment that wraps itself around you when you're on the right path. It will tell you by a feeling of dread. It will tell you by when your chest feels tight. Things are not right. So I would also invite you to practice that perception, that body perception, that thing that we call, a lot of the time we call it intuition or instinct. And it is just body processing. It's bypassing the linear mind, the conscious front of the brain mind, and going straight into the depths of processing information. And we do this all the time. We process loads of information that we don't even know we're taking in. And that's how come we can walk into a place and think, oh no, this house is not for me. Or no, I don't know, this, there's something wrong here with this group of people. I don't belong and I'm not staying. And those sorts of things. Or we may, the way that it is sometimes when you meet someone and they are a friend immediately, you just think, how can that happen? I haven't known them all of my life. I would think that I was going to be that close to someone and feel that at home with them. I would have known them for a long time, and here we are, and I just feel like, you know, we've been buddies forever. That same sort of information processing is going on that gives you each of those feelings. And I would invite you to practice that as you walk through your life, to just practice it. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to practice that now. And this is an exercise that seems maybe a little bit weird on the surface. So your brain, your linear reductionist brain, may be telling you as you go along, this is ridiculous. And it is from a reductionist, you know, conscious front of the brain sort of thinking. It is, but it isn't ridiculous for the rest of you. So whatever room you're in, or if you're outdoors, you pick something else. But if you're in a room that has furniture in it, I would invite you to pick a piece of furniture and look at it. Look at it completely. And look, and look, and look. And look some more. And then keep looking. And then ask yourself, how does that feel? And then see what that little bubble of knowing that pops up from your body tells you. And then make a note of that. And then pick a different piece of furniture in the room and look at it. And look, and look, and look, and look, and look, and look a little more. And then ask yourself, how does that feel? And note what is in that little bubble of information that comes up from your body. And then compare the two. Not in your reductionist front of mind, conscious brain, but just compare them. How are those flavors alike? How is the feeling different between those two? And then try looking at the walls, the entire room. Have a look around and just, with an innocent mind, just look. And then look, and then look some more, and then look a bit more, and then look, and then look, and then ask yourself, how does this room feel? And that little bubble that just rose up and popped, make a note of the information that it is carrying. So you've just used that different perception, that intuitive heart and body brain. What the Native Americans would say is that you are seeing the room and the furniture with your heart rather than with your head. And it is an interesting thing to use that on furniture and places. We do it with cars all the time because we're deeply related to our cars. So when you come to a car, you know, particularly if you're looking to buy, you know immediately, you form an impression. When I get into the car, in fact, my husband and I both did this, and this was a long time ago when we bought the car that we have. It was used and not particularly young, but in good condition. We could tell because we both got into it, and it had the feeling for both of us of a big, lollipy, faithful, ready-to-go Labrador Retriever. I mean, it was that kind of willing sort of energy that we both sensed. And we don't talk about this a lot. This is not a conversation that we normally have, but both of us came up with the same sense of it, the same image, the same feeling from that car. So you do this already. And I'm going to recommend to you that you do it more, because that will be the state of looking and the state of sensing that will show you the path that is the path you came here to walk. Finding it with your head, not going to happen. I can tell you that from long experience and bitter disappointment. But this looking from the heart thing, that will get you there. It will actually show you. The mists will part slowly but surely. Maybe they will thin a little first and then maybe part. But you will be able to see who it is you came here to be, what it is you came here to do. And although I'm not going to recommend that you quit your day job and go and do that, I am going to recommend that you take steps because all of us need you to do that. Every one of us here who is a part of this planet, from microbes to blue whales, need you. We all need you to do that. We need you to live true. We need you to swing out, be adventurous, and we need you to live as who you came here to be. And you need us to live as who we came here to be. Now, the blue whales and the microbes, they're doing that. They are living as who they came here to be. They came here to be blue whales, and they came here to be microbes and everything in between. We're the only ones who doubt ourselves and who get ourselves lost and who have the experience of being truly, disconsolately separate. I don't know if that's what the Earth had in mind to experience in making humans or not, but we certainly have done that in spades, and I am inviting you to come home to yourself, to come home to the Earth, and to live true as who you came here. So that would be my deep invitation to you and my fervent prayer that that's what you will do. So what we're going to do next here is to ask, to just ask this fabulous dreaming Earth, Earth, Spirit of Earth, dreaming of Earth, guide each of us, your children. Help us to see the way in front of us, to reach out with our hearts, to know you and to know ourselves, so that the path opens up in front of us, so that what we need in order to proceed comes to us, so that we actually do the work that we came here to do, whatever that was. Welcome us, guide us, help us to focus in that heart-centered. Pull us along. Carry us on your great river of dreaming, that each of us may live true, true to our true selves, true to you, true to life. So, thank you to the Earth, our Mother. Thank you to our true selves. Thank you to the spirits of the East who throw open the gates of the dawn. Thank you to the spirits of the South who bring with them the fullness of high summer. Thank you to the spirits of the West who teach us to travel light and be impeccable warriors. Thank you to the spirits of the North, our ancestors, who stand beside us to guide us and protect us. Thank you to the spirits of above, the sun, Grandmother Moon, and the star nations, and the earth who holds us. Thank you. Now, shifting gears slightly, if you are interested, if you find yourself interested in possibly deepening your communication with the earth and with the plant world, then I'm just going to recommend to you any book by Stephen Herod Buhner that has to do with plant language or plant wisdom. He's written 4 in a series, and I recommend all of them highly, and they will certainly expand your understanding of the magnificent intricacies that keep us alive, and this aspect of perception with the heart and with the body. He's a master of it, and he teaches it well. And he's not actively teaching right now, but he has written books and left those with us. So I really recommend that completely. And then if you are interested in learning to be a community shaman, that is someone who journeys into the depths, into their own body, and into the unseen realms of the world, and brings back energy, healing, and information for their communities, whether your community knows that you're doing it or not, knows who you are or not, makes no difference. But But if you are interested in doing that, I would recommend that you can certainly do reading, and you can get a ways by reading, and you can get a good ways down the path by listening to me, or you can, you know, email me, it's fine. But really what you need is a real-life person somewhere near enough that you can meet, actually spend time in the same space. If you're here in the UK, then I can recommend several people, depending on where you are, Shamanic Life, Sacred Trust, Anamkara up in Scotland, and multiple other places. And then if you are in North America, then you could check with the Society for Shamanic Practice, which would be shamanicpractice.org, on their website, and they will have teachers available, and there are a number of really good, compassionate, open-hearted teachers in the States, and it's well worth the investment of time and money to get training. You know, you are initiated in person, and you have a chance to talk with people in person, and you have the experience of ceremony and being on the receiving end of healing. All of those things are very valuable, and I'm recommending taking on a very quiet role as community shaman, because I think that the world desperately needs us. I think that the crossover of information and energy from the dreaming side of things into the physical reality in this troubled time is very much called for. So I'm asking you, if you feel a tug in your heart at all about that, to find someone who will train you, and to find a place that you can go for, you know, retreat and training and initiation, and then come back into your community and live richly as who you are. And anything else that you need to do is going to wash up on your doorstep. Doors will open, and opportunities will be provided, and people will come by, and all those things will happen, and you'll continue to do your day job probably. So I'm not asking anything, you know, no huge life changes in the sense of I'm going to just throw it all over and move to Sedona, and that's going to be it. Not recommending that necessarily. I mean, if you feel that that's what you need to do next, by all means do it. But what I'm asking for is for you to take it upon yourself to learn to be a community shaman, to learn to live in this dual reality, to journey to the other side, to gather up power, messages, information, insight, and healing, and to bring it back with you, and to pour it into your community in whatever way opens itself up to you. And it will open itself up to you, and it may not look like what you expected. You know how that goes, because you're a person of experience and you're a person of spirit, or you wouldn't be listening here to News for the Soul Radio. So I'm asking you and encouraging you to do that. Undertake it in whatever way it presents itself to you. Get yourself trained if that's what seems right to you. Read and practice if that's what seems like a good place to start. Most people do start that way. And at some point in time, teacher will either come to you, or you will find your way to them in one way or another, and take advantage of the opportunity. It is well worth doing, and I highly, highly, highly recommend it. So, blessings on you for participating. May the earth's hand stay upon you, of course, as it will. May your companions stay close beside you. May your body be faithful, faithful informer and messenger and companion and friend and antenna into the rest of the world. And may your eyes in your heart be open, and the ears of your body be clear. And may your feet always find your soul's true path. And may what your heart longs for most deeply find you in ample, ample measure. So peace be upon you, my dear ones, and I will talk to you.